A 50-year-old Anchorage woman, Anya James, is in custody charged with the abuse of her adopted and foster children. James appeared in Alaska Superior Court today after her arrest Tuesday. James has been charged with 10 counts of kidnapping because she confined the children and 6 counts of first-degree assault. Anchorage Police Department spokeswoman Anita Schell says the children were physically and emotionally abused.
They were confined to small rooms. The rooms were monitored and alarmed so that Anya James would be notified if the children tried to escape. They also had video monitors and audio monitors so that she could monitor their conversations. But the worst part of this is that Anya James restricted the diets to the children, which led them to become severely malnourished and stunted their growth and prevented them from going through puberty through their teenage years. In fact, several of the children were removed from James' home, had to be hospitalized in October of 2010 because they were malnourished.
According to the police, James had adopted 6 children and had an as yet undetermined number of foster children in her care. In October of last year, detectives operating on a tip began investigating James. 4 children were removed from James's home at that time.
The children were removed from the home and hospitalized in October of 2010. It took the officer, several investigators actually, several months to put the case together. They interviewed up to 8 children who had been living in the James home in the last decade and put together a very solid case.
Schell says James received $750,000 in state adoption subsidies between 2000 and 2010. James is living in the affluent Anchorage Hillside neighborhood in a home valued at $560,000. James homeschooled the children and limited their outside contact. James is being held on $100,000 bail and is prohibited from contacting her adopted children or any children under the age of 16. Police believe that James may have adopted other children before 2000 and are asking the public's help in gaining information about James's activities.
Well, what we have is photographs that were taken by officers after serving a search warrant, and these photos were hanging on the wall of what looked to be a family surrounding Anya James, and there were several children in the photos that the officers could not identify, and they believe that they may have been previous children that could have been adopted by her, but we don't have that solid information yet.
Schell says that Anya James lived in Eagle River prior to moving to the Hillside area in 2001.